So we're in a little series called The Assignment. Let me review just a little bit. Last week we talked about help wanted and about our ability to respond, which means or translates into okay, I'm going to go slow. Our ability to respond, which translates into. Y'all going to smell that food in a little while, and you're going to want to get out of here. So if you participate, we could do this real quick. You understand? I've been to church. I know you church folk. Okay, so it's responsibility. We were in Psalms, the 106th chapter and the 8th verse, which says this. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? And then we were in Matthew, the 6th chapter, starting at the 31st verse to the 33rd verse. Just so you participate a little bit. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And it goes on in the 33rd verse. It says, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. You all being good church folk, you don't have to raise your hand and say hallelujah, but do you know anybody who worries? I said don't raise your hand. Don't look left or right. you about to tell on somebody. All right. Know anybody who worries? I worry. I'll confess for myself. So I gave you the analogy of me coming to Los Alamos and the job interview, and we talked about how we respond with our ability at a job interview, and you know how we send our ambassador, and you know we want to do good at the job interview. Y'all ever cleaned up for a job interview? Real pretty and stuff, and talk real proper and things like that, and said you could do all those things that was on that piece of paper? Lying. Well, not lying, because y'all don't lie. Stretching the truth. Or whatever you needed to do to get that position. Anybody, don't raise your hand. Don't say hallelujah, nothing. You might hunch if you want to. Anybody ever did stuff like that? I did stuff like that. And that's why I'm here 38 years later. I don't recommend it, but it might work for you, okay? Job description is, what will you do? What will you need? Where will you work? Matching your ability to the task and responding to that task, the assignment, help wanted. We looked at Luke, the 4th chapter, and Isaiah 61. That's a familiar scripture that tells us exactly, say exactly, say it one more time like you mean it. Exactly what Jesus did. Remember those Ligurian and stuff? What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do in this situation? What would Jesus do? I would say that, but I was getting ready to lay hands on you, okay? What would Jesus do if somebody cut me off? Did you hear that? What would Jesus do if somebody cut me off? Not would somebody cut Jesus off, if somebody cut me off. Well, Jesus wouldn't mind if I chased them or told them they were number one. Somebody ain't been saved all their life and stuff like that. Or blow the horn or whatever it is. Or if I was in the line at Smith's and I got that bill and I looked at it and said, you know, did my coupons go through? I'm an OG now. You know, I got those coupons. Did my coupons go through? And you know, Today, 2019, they're digital coupons. You don't have to sit up there with the paper and the stuff like that. Y'all rich, right? Y'all don't do the coupons, do you? Huh? I'm the coupon king. I do coupons. Did my coupons go through? No, Mr. Smith. Now, that's a clue. When the checker calls you by your name, they know something's up. What would Jesus do? We know what Jesus did. And Luke, the 4th chapter, and Isaiah, the 61st verse, tells us this. He looked for these people. This is a clue for you. If you weren't here last week, you need to get your phone out. You need to get something to write with, or act like you're getting your phone out and act like you're writing something. Or just remember Luke, the 4th chapter, and Isaiah, the 61st chapter. It says Jesus went after the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the stranger, the sick, the prisoner. He was telling someone the good news. He healed the brokenhearted, proclaimed liberty to the captive, liberty to those who are oppressed, and proclaimed the acceptable year of the Lord. Usually when you hear that list, you think of people outside of the church. But I come to tell you today that some of them are sitting right here. I'm raising my hand for me, not for you, because you wouldn't do that. Because I remember when I was hungry. I remember when I was thirsty. I remember when I was downtrodden. I remember when I was in captivity. And the people of God came and rescued me because that was their assignment. Hello? Still with me? So Psalms 116:8, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits to me? Matthew 6:31, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And the practical application is found in Matthew, the 25th chapter, when Jesus is telling the story. And he asked this. Well, first of all, he separated them. On the right side, he had... Y'all scared to say something in church or what? If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. Bah, bah. Huh? On the right side, he had what? On the left side, he had? Anybody ever ate goat? That's it, bro. Goat's good. But he separated them sheep from goat. And on his right side was the righteous folk, and on the left side was not so righteous. And this is how he did it. If you ever want to figure out if you're doing what God wants you to do. Anybody ever had that conversation with themselves? Y'all look good. Y'all don't talk to yourself, do you? It's okay to talk to yourself, just don't answer. Or argue. I'm looking at you. Some of y'all argue with yourselves. Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. My bad. Okay. Listen, Matthew, the 25th chapter, the 31st to the 36th verse. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me water. I was a stranger. You took me in. I was naked. You clothed me. I was sick. You visited me. The king will answer. Assuredly, well, what is he answering? Hold on. There's a question. When did I do that? And that's like the righteous folks saying, when did I do that? And the king will answer, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you have done to the least of these, you have done it unto me. Last week I talked about me and the homeless people and the kind of internal tiff I have with them if I see them with the same shirt I have on and they have a dog can't kind of reckon that with my mind, that I'm giving them money and they got a dog. How can they be homeless with a dog and stuff? But you know, when in Matthew, the 25th chapter and stuff, I don't see any of that. I don't see Jesus saying if they have on the t-shirt that you have on or if they have a dog. He just says, as much as you have done this to the least of them, you've done it to me. Now, I don't know about you. I don't want to get before the throne of God and we sit and argue about a dog. That's not even mine. How stupid can I be? Can you say stupid in church? I know fool is in the Bible. Oh, here we go. How foolish can you be? Huh? Does that help your sanctified mind? How stupid can you be? Okay, all right, all right. The assignment, help wanted. As we journey together in our assignment as Christ followers, we are called to use our abilities. Say to yourself, I have ability. Y'all don't want no job, do you? Say to yourself, I have ability.
I have ability.
Oh, wow. Okay. And respond to life as representatives and citizens of the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is simply this, where the authority of God rules and reigns. You have a place in that kingdom right here, and let's all respond according to our ability. It is our responsibility and our assignment. So let's go this week. So, told you about how I got here, got the job, come up here, and I found that I didn't know quite as much as I should know. Anybody ever got a job and found out they didn't know quite as much as they should know? I didn't know that my culture would clash with my conviction. That's mighty highfalutin. I didn't know that my culture would clash with my conviction. I don't know if you know this, but I'm African American.
No.
Yeah, I need to confess that to you. I need to confess that to you because, you know, I'm an OG now. I'm an old school now. I've been here. You all can't fire me, so I'm going to say what I want. All right? So a lot of times people say, Floyd, I don't see color. Well, you must be blind because your eyes see color. You might say that, but actually your eyes see color. Hello? Anybody with me? Did I lose you? Okay, then. And if that's your thing, you can still say it. Just don't say it around me because I want you to see this. I've been working on this 65 years. This is a good tan. This is not spray on. The only thing I need to get is the cracks. Okay? All right? You understand what I'm saying? So it's all right to see color because that's what we do anyway. Did anybody read the Bible? Y'all remember Noah? And when he landed, God gave him a sign. And what was that sign?
Rainbow.
And are there colors in the rainbow?
Yes.
Well, some of y'all don't see colors. But you see rainbows. See where I'm going? All right. Okay. So I had a cultural and conviction clash. Number one, 40 years ago, there were not a lot of people that looked like me here that I could find. Y'all don't have to go back 40 years, okay? All right. It just wasn't. Because this is New Mexico. Did you all know that? It's in between Colorado and Arizona and stuff, but it's New Mexico. 400 years of history already without us. Hello? Hello, and I got here. There were Pueblos. There were Hispanic people. There was a lot of things that I just wasn't ready for. So I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you too much. All right? So we finally get here, and we have to find some place to live. So we go to the real estate agent because we wanted to rent a house. And so I'm an urbanite. I'm a hood rat from Chicago. So I need to ask the real estate agent because I don't want to waste her time and I don't want to waste my time. Where is the black neighborhood? And she turns to me and she says, wherever you are. Y'all laughing. Y'all laughing. You shouldn't laugh at the people who need help in church, okay? You shouldn't. Wherever you are, that was a cultural clash with my conviction. I was not ready for a multicultural situation. I was not prepared. And a lot of times in church, we're not prepared for the situation that we come into because this is the most segregated hour in our country. But I look around here and it looks a little bit like heaven. Look around, look around, look around, look around. Turn your head to look around, unless you got eyes in the back of your head. Looks like a little bit like heaven. So I believe that we are practicing the assignment that Jesus gave us. But it took me a little while to understand that. Cultural class, I get the job. Somebody say, you got the job. Woo! Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. We're up here on the mountaintop, and I told you I had acrophobia, so I'm never going back down that front hill again. Jesus, whatever I need, you need to send it up. But I went to, before there was a Smith's, there was a Furs and a Safeways and stuff. So can you imagine me with hair down here? No. I came here like that. Remember those curls? Huh? Robert does. Shelly, you wasn't paying no attention? You didn't see no color. And you didn't see no curls. I had hair down to here, so I needed some product. Say product. It is not what you think it is. Because when I had hair, I needed product in my hair. And it's not the same product that was on the shelf. You know what? And I would go in there and I would ask, and they said, we don't have that, but we can order it. Or you can drive to Albuquerque and get it. Albuquerque is 100 miles away to get some stuff for your hair and stuff like that. But I had to do that. It was a cultural clash. And I tell you, sometime in the church today, we have cultural clashes, and it transcends our conviction. Our conviction comes first. Jesus first. What would Jesus do? You need a bracelet for that. And Jesus tells us to love our Lord, our God, with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And conjunction, where's your function? Love your neighbor as yourself. What a clash. What a clash. Got the job. So in Matthew, the 6th chapter, it tells us about seeking first the kingdom of God. What is that kingdom of God? That is such a... Can anybody help me? Wherever God rules and has authority. Well, does he rule my life and have authority? Does he rule where I work? Does he rule what I look at, what I hear? Does he rule my country, my culture? Does he rule my conviction? Where does God rule in your life? Is he God over everything? Is he Lord of Lords and King of Kings? You know, he likes to say stuff like that. But then we start talking. And people figure out he's really not Lord. And what I want you to do today is I want you to figure out whether he's Lord. Because you got the job. It's your assignment. So I get up here and I had just come to the point where I used hot sauce. Louisiana hot sauce. Anybody know about Louisiana hot sauce? Huh? Woo! I put it on everything. But I got up here, and I got to my assignment and met my team and stuff, and they were eating. And I was eating my sandwich and stuff. And they had these jello things and these green things that they would take a bite of as they ate. And as I think about this, I should have noticed that they would break out in a sweat. So, culturally, they thought it would be funny to offer me a jalapeno pepper or a yellow hot, because they were doing it and it was cool, and then I eat hot sauce. Give me one of those green peppers. Well, I did. And I found out the theory. Hot in. Let me go to the Word of God. Hot in, hot out. There is a culture clash here. So, once you get the job, guess what? You have to be trained for the job. Even with your experience, even with your degrees, there is something specific about where you are that requires you to be trained. So we were in a trailer with, I think the staff of my group was about 30 people. And in my job description, it said that you would have to be available to work shift. Well, I had not worked shift before, but of course, I sent my ambassador to the job interview, and he lied and said, yes, I'll work shift. So we were going to work shift, and we had to train. So my site-specific training was 2 volumes with a 4-inch binder. Do this with your hand. That much stuff in the binding. Before you could go to work, you had to do that. And you had to keep that training up all during your work and stuff. So I said, because I lied, and I'm going to do this. And it was a beautiful thing. So in the trailer, they had the break room where they broke me in with the chili and stuff. But all over the break room, there was books, 4-inch binders and stuff. And if you were going to be a radiation control technician, you had to be familiar with all these books and stuff. What I wanted to do, I wanted to go play with some radiation. I didn't want to go through all these books. So the first thing I did was worry. Can you say worry? In that scripture, in Matthew, the 6th chapter, Jesus tells us, don't worry. I wondered why he would tell us don't worry. Because we worry. You know why you pray to be healed? Hurry up. We're almost there. Because you're sick. You're kind of going along with me. Don't worry because you pray because you're sick. So I'm saying that because in Christianity, sometimes today they tell us don't claim that. Don't claim that. If I clutch my chest, the first thing I want you all to do is call 911. And then pray all you want to. Do you understand what I'm saying? God hears, God sees, God knows. His will be done. But in the meantime, hello? Y'all ain't never been sick, have you? 911. God has 911 for a reason. Yeah. Some things we don't have to die from that they died from in the Bible days. In the Bible days. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Hello? So you need to confess whatever's going on in your life. Lord, I'm going for prayer, but I ain't going to tell nobody what I'm praying for. Did the air conditioner come on? Because it really got quiet in here. I can hear everything. I hear the ants crawling around here. Lord, I don't, because really I don't trust them. Hello? I went deep, right? No anesthetic. Okay. I don't trust them. Well, is your assignment to believe God and believe that God is working as much as he loves you and not to be confounded by your culture or even your conviction, but to trust his word. We don't worry because the Bible tells us not to worry. What is worry? Have you ever rehearsed in your mind the things that you cannot control and forget the sovereignty of God? Just a couple of you. Have you ever rehearsed in your mind the things you cannot control and forget the sovereignty of God? Wow. Maybe that's why God told us not to worry. Consider that the culture that you're in or that you represent or that you have may clash with your conviction. So, when I started all this training and stuff, I found out something that I didn't know. Because all of this is new to me. I found out that I was essential personnel. Sound important, don't it? Yeah. Real good. In fact, I ought to put that on the next resume that I'll never write. Essential personnel. That means that if anything happens at the laboratory, and I know everybody doesn't work at the laboratory, you have to go. Actually, if anything happens at the laboratory, I want to go the other way with everybody else. But no, you are essential. And you know what? None of this was in the job description. But you got the job. You got the training. You're essential personnel. Do you know that in the kingdom of God, you are essential personnel? Hello? Well, if you don't know, you know now. Read your job description. You are essential personnel. Your ability and how you respond demonstrates who God is. You are essential personality. Most of the training that I got, I never did use hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But one of the things that I had to get was a security clearance. And you got to fill out all this paperwork, when you were born and if you ever got suspended in school and blah, 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 blah. Half the stuff I put down, it was probably a lie. I didn't remember. I don't know. The 60s and 70s, I really don't remember. So I put that stuff down, and I need to apologize to you because there was sin in my life at that particular time. And I did play with them a little bit. Some of the places that I put down that they had to go and get references from were not nice places. And I needed to find out if they really did go get references and stuff. And we have to wait a little while they research that stuff. And I would get calls from Chicago saying, the FBI has been here. And I'm thinking, I don't want to go there. Or they call me about you and I told him, and is that okay? Why y'all laughing? Is that okay? Yes. Yes. It's okay. Well, I got a clearance. Yeah, God. And it was a cultural class because where I worked at, you had to drive up to the gate and you had to show your badge. And if you didn't have the right badge, you had to get escorted in or you weren't getting in. It was not open to the public. It reminded me about the separation of the goats and the lambs, and how you may not work for the laboratory or you may not be in a secured area, but you have a clearance. You got a clearance. You can go in by the blood of the Lamb. And they've checked everything on you already. God has gone to those secret places in your life. And I'm going to say something, and I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but I want to hurt your feelings. And the sinful places in your life. Hello? Hello? And he's washed it with the blood, paid your admission by his death. And you have a clearance. So for about 6 months, somebody had to come up to the gate every day and escort me in. But that day, it was a red badge and it was a blue badge. I got a little blue badge and I drove in and to do the same thing I had been doing with the red badge. By myself, able to go into places where you can't go and see stuff that you can't see, that you don't know about, so it doesn't make any difference to me. Just to be able to do that. And did you know that when you get this job, that God gives you the strength to do this job, to get through all the training, to know everything that you should know, to be flexible enough to pursue your assignment, because you have not yet met your assignment. You're taking your ability and responding, but the assignment is yet to come, and the assignment keeps on changing. Hold on. I think you all don't believe me. Anybody in here remember their initial job description? Now you can raise your hand. Wave your hand or something. Your initial job description. Help me just a little bit, and we'll get out of here and eat some chicken and stuff. Anybody? Y'all saying yeah, but you ain't raising your hand. Okay, just okay. All right. Who does the same thing now? One, two. All right, she said plus. Okay, who does the same thing now plus? That's actually your assignment. Are you with me? The job description and then your assignment. Jesus has called us to go into all the world and preach and teach the gospel and stuff. But how do we do that? We work it out here. And out there. That's our assignment. So let's close with this. Second Philippians. Philippians 2. Philippians 2. We're just going to read from 1 to 15. Say I got it, or either pretend like you did. All right. Philippians 2. Philippians, the second chapter. So by whatever appeals to you, there is our mutual dwelling in Christ. by whatever, strengthening and counseling and encouraging our relationship in Him, by whatever persuasive incentive there is in love. Remember, Kevin talked about the currency that we have. That currency is love. By whatever participation in the Holy Spirit that we share, by whatever depths of affection and compassion or sympathy, fill up and complete my joy by living in harmony and being of the same mind and one in purpose, having the same love, being in full accord and of one harmonious mind and intention, not doing from fractional motives, that's through contentious strife, selfishness, or for unworthy ends, or prompted by conceit and empty arrogance. Instead, in the true spirit of humility, lowliness of mind, let each regard the other as better than and superior to himself, thinking more highly of one another than you do of yourself. That's why where your culture and your convictions clash. Let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned for not merely his own interests, but also each for the interests of others. Let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in humility. I'm going to stop there because that says enough. Let Christ be your example of humility and service. What would Jesus do? We got a list of things that he did do. Who will Jesus send? He says he's going to send you. So are you doing your assignment? Are you finding your assignment? Are you using your ability to respond to God's kingdom, his authority? What is God's kingdom? His authority, where he rules and where he reigns, not just in this building, not just when you're around Christians, but most of all when you're in the world, because we're in the world, but no. Okay, well, all right, just checking. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness. Cause this word to touch us in our very being so that now that we have the job of representing you because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, that we can complete the training so we can do what we need to do here, outside here, and in our sphere of influence. Cause us to know who you are as we decrease and you increase in our life. God, give us the ability to refine our life. Cause us to do Micah 6 and 8. You've shown us, O man and O woman, what is good and what the Lord requires of you, but to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. So take our abilities, show us our abilities, God, that we might respond correctly and be responsible for this house in our life and be ambassadors for Christ wherever we go. I ask that you would bless the food and our fellowship to your glory today as we sit together and eat and get to know one another. Bless this word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Go straight over. I'm watching. I'm going to be the last one.